For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Believe in Hornets podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. My name is Sam. Muggsy is with me. Muggsy, how are you?
I'm good, partner. How's it going?
It's going well. Yeah, cheers to you.
Cheers to you, brother. Absolutely.
Got a Guinness over here. My biggest missed opportunity of 2020 was to get to Dublin to get to be a certified pourer of Guinness. Like, that was my dream, my goal at the end of 2019. Hopefully, maybe this year, maybe next year, I can get over to Ireland and get that certificate. I want that piece. It's the most important piece of paper in my life.
I'm quite sure it's going to happen when time permits. I'm sure you're going to make it happen.
We'll make it happen. I'm going to get over there. But yeah, otherwise, gorgeous day in Charlotte. It feels like spring's here. The time's about to change, I think, here soon. I think this weekend. So, it's hopefully the cold weather's behind us, but I see what you're wearing. You hitting the links today?
I hit the links today. My boy came in town. He gave me a call. My little fella named this guy right here.
Yeah.
That guy right there, the little spud where we was out on the links today. Me and my son and my boy, we were just enjoying the day. You know, it was a sunny day outside. You know, he came in town and I was, you know, had an opportunity to catch up with each other. We always like to shoot the breeze when we have an opportunity. So it was a good day today.
Who amongst your former NBA, your brethren, really brings it on the golf course?
Well, I must say, you know, it's Dell. You know, Dell brings it pretty often, pretty consistently. And he shoots in the 70s, you know, pretty rarely. You know, that's his game, and he works on it too. You know, I ain't got that aspiration to try to get out there and become a 70 or par golfer. I just love being out there, enjoying being on the course. It's therapeutic for me, you know, especially when the sun is out there shining in my face. Yeah. You know, I don't care where my ball goes.
I gotta ask, have you ever played with Barkley?
I never played with Charles. Okay. Never played with Charles. You know, yeah, I understand the little hitch he got. He's been working on it.
Yeah.
But who knows? Opportunity may present itself one day.
Awesome. Yeah, that's really cool. That's really cool. You guys stay in touch and all that. And stoke the competitive fires on the golf course. You know, because that competitive nature doesn't leave you, right?
No. He and I was teammates. We played against Alcott, played against my son and my boy Scott. You know who won.
Nice. I love it. Allow me a moment to thank one of our sponsors, BetOnline. BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. The NBA is in full swing, and college basketball heats up as the schools make their way to the madness. The tournament is coming, and so is the $100,000 Bracket Madness contest, as BetOnline is the spot to be for all your bracketology needs. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and It's free to sign up. Head to the website betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Now back to the show. And so, yeah, so speaking of Spud, we saw him on TV judging the dunk contest at the halftime of the All-Star game. A very weird setup, out of the ordinary. All-Star weekend was condensed to one evening. The three-point or the skills competition, three-point shootout, the game itself for the first half of the game, and then the dunk contest, and then the remainder of the game. No Hornet involvement in All-Star weekend. LaMelo was named to the Rising Stars team. There's no game itself to watch.
Right.
But that was great to see. But do you have any takeaways from the All-Star events as a whole? How do you feel about how the NBA kind of handled a tough situation trying to pull off All-Star weekend in one day, basically?
I think they made the most of what they had in control, what they had control of. I mean, I think, you know, players early on was had some concerns about going down there and playing an All-Star game because the All-Star game is a fan experience. You know, the fans get opportunity to rub elbows with these stars, you know, that don't have opportunity to do that during the regular season. And this one time, you know, during the course of the year, they get opportunity to do that. And so the NBA was in a tough place right there. But at the same time, you know, they got obligations. You know, they got TV obligations, contracts they got obliged by. So they understand that. We can't put on, not only have the event with the fans involved, but at least we could put on a show at home for the fans to give them that still that same experience where they do when they're home watching the show, which it was a show.
Yeah.
You know, the guys, the skills set, I mean, the big fellas represent the bigs and the skills challenge, which I was a little, you know, disappointed in our guards didn't show up. But it was great just to see, you know, the skill set of the players, you know, and I think the three-point brought a lot of excitement with Mike Conley, you know, setting the stage. I think Steph set the stage at the first, putting up 31, and then that second round, you know, Mike Conley put 27 up, and everybody was watching, wanting to see what Stephen was going to do when pressure, you know, was put on him. And he showed what he capable of doing with pressure, and he bust that pipe so eloquently, and I was so happy to see. And then here we had the game. Had the game, and I think the guys really showcase what they're capable of doing. And that's where their skill set is now, you know, shooting the ball across half court, you know, shooting the ball 1 foot in front of half court. That's ridiculous, you know, and that's a natural shot for those guys.
Yeah.
You know, it's more like they were just throwing it up. That was a pure regular shot within the flow of the game. And that's what you love seeing, the beauty of it. Then we topped it off at halftime with slam dunk. You know, it was, like you said, it was kind of different format, only having three players in it. But I think it was very entertaining. The dunks that was showcased, you know, especially the one where you almost kissed the rim. You know, it almost reminded me of Gerald Green
when he blew out the
candle.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he blew out the candle. So that was interesting, man. I really enjoyed it. Obi Toppin went between his legs, you know, for a big guy, you know. That agile, that was pretty sweet to see. So I really enjoyed the weekend. It was grateful that the NBA went along with it, put on the show for the fans at home.
Yeah, dunking over his dad and Julius Randle, was it?
Yeah.
Like, that was really cool. I want to go back to the three-point shootout for you because I saw the video, I think it was on your Instagram, of you and a very young Steph Curry in the Hornets locker room. We've seen what Steph has become as an NBA player. Is it surreal to you? Or like, have you gotten used to seeing him in this light? And if so, like, when did it kind of hit you? Like, oh my God, this kid I held in my hands is potentially maybe the best shooter of all time. Like, can you talk to me about that and his kind of like his arc?
It is a surreal. At times, it's surreal to see that this is happening. But now I'm accustomed to it.
Yeah.
You know, because it's been happening for quite some time. It wasn't just a 1 or 2 year thing. This has been going on for quite some time. And he's really, you know, put his print on the game and showcased, you know, the game in a way where no one was able to do it. Shoot the ball from that far out with that type of arc and accuracy, you know, it's unheard of. And just to see him just relish in these moments. You know, I'm so happy for him, for his family, especially for Dell and Sonya, because I understood what they all you know had to do in order to sacrifice to make sure these kids understand the value, the true values of they have, you know, the principles that they have instilled within themselves. And to see him put it all in full circle, I mean, see it come full circle, and him to be this type of player as the NBA, you know, unanimous two-time MVP. It's unheard of, man. It's unheard of. So I am just so thrilled. And I'm just going to continue to enjoy this moment, because it's very rare to see a guy that you held in your arm be this good.
Yeah, it's so cool. It's so cool. That video was great. If you haven't seen it, go check out. I think it was your Instagram, maybe Twitter. I'm pretty sure it was on your Instagram. Go check it out. It's really cool, really cool footage.
Giving them the airplane ride.
Yeah. I like it. So just to kind of take a step back and looking at the Hornets specifically, the Hornets had a weekend off basically to rest, recover, refresh the batteries a little bit. Can you talk to me about the player kind of mindset of that, that all-star break, and then what you look to kind of accomplish outside of the break?
Well, for a lot of the players, it's the opportunity to just get some rest. You know, especially ones who are not playing, take advantage of, you know, getting your body back healed as healthy as you possibly can, and really take advantage of that time, because it goes quickly. But those days could be very valuable if you do the right thing, because that second half is going to be a grind for the Hornets. You know, being in the seventh spot right now, you know, we have a 7-10 play-in playoff type of situation. Mm-hmm. And these guys right there in the hunt, as long as they continue to keep playing with one another and for each other, I think they're going to be fine. Getting a healthy team back will help, you know, Devontae Graham and out, Haywood, as well as nursing little knick-knack injuries. You know, so having a healthy team with everybody now feeling comfortable and confident about, you know, going forward, this could be very exciting basketball for the Hornets, you know, the second half. You know, last year, you know, they had one of the better seasons, one of the better records, you know, in the second half of the season. So hopefully they can continue that this year with this group that they have.
The podcast will continue in a second. I just want to take a brief moment to thank eBay for sponsoring us. Whether rare dead stock or the latest release, find the exact shoe you're looking for. As the original sneaker marketplace, eBay is the place to go to cop the pair you've been eyeing. With eBay's authenticity guarantee, your sneakers are meticulously inspected by independent professional authenticators. A team of experienced sneaker authenticators verify the box, logo, stitching, and dozens of other inspection points. Each sneaker also receives an authenticity guarantee tag that includes a digital stamp of authenticity, and it also protects sellers with a verified return process. And again, for sneaker sellers out there, eBay has eliminated selling fees on sneakers $100 and up, making it free to sell or flip your collection. Go to ebay.com/sneakers today. eBay, the world's best destination for discovering great value and unique selection. Now back to the show.
Yeah, I'm really, really confident in this team setup as the team currently exists. We haven't seen the team, as you mentioned, Devontae's injury, at full strength in a while. There have been some rumors about potential trades and all that, but I look at like Devontae being healthy again as a trade, getting him back as an option, because whether he starts or whether he's coming off the bench, that is a force that will greatly improve this team. We've seen the team struggle at times, and not having that change of pace to go to is really costing the team some games in the first half of the season. So a healthy Devontae, Terry continuing on his form, Hayward being back healthy, and then LaMelo keeping up the pace he's on, just outperforming every single rookie this year in every category. It's mad what this young man is pulling off. So I'm very very excited. I'm very grateful that the second half of the season is here, and that the team is playing the way it is going into the second half of the season.
Yeah, it's very promising, absolutely, and the way these guys had played up until the All-Star break. You know, they playing some stellar basketball and playing some exciting basketball. And they play, like I said, they playing with one another. And that's when you get a lot of good results, when you share the basketball. Everybody, you know, utilizing their strength, and Romelo being the leader, being spearheading that, getting guys an opportunity to, you know, making them better, where they put them in a situation where they can be successful. And his continued maturity of understanding what he's really capable of doing. I think he's starting to understand now how, when I was talking earlier about the tempo, how once he, because he was just playing basketball.
Yeah.
Now I think he really understands what he means and how he can impact the game. And he's still young, but he still brings that intensity night and night. He takes no plays off, no matter what the score is. And that's something, it builds culture, you know, and it creates a lot of good things when you have a player that's leading in those ways. And be so young, I mean, the sky's just the limit.
And this doesn't have to be specific to LaMelo, but in general, when you have these younger players, or even like rookies, or even like first, second year players that are more involved in playing all these games that they haven't played before at this level, how does a player like avoid or do their best to recover from hitting a wall from playing NBA level basketball for this many games?
And normally the college players have that type of difficulties, you know, because you only play 30 plus games in college. And when you come to that next level, which is the NBA, you're playing 72, but not 82 now. I mean, it used to be 82. Now you're playing 72 games. You know, that's double almost your season. If you go further in the playoff, you know, that kind of add more to it. So players hit that wall, you know, but a player like LaMelo, I think what helped him was playing overseas,
yeah.
You know, understanding multiple, how many, because they practice twice a day over there, you know, and they play so many games. And I think he had that experience already at an early age, that where he's relishing this moment and seeing, you know, his continued maturation. I don't think he will get tired. I don't think he will hit a wall, mainly because he had that experience overseas already. And it's just now being able to continue on it, continue to stay focused on the task at hand.
Yeah. And, you know, one guy, there are a lot of contributors to this team that make, you know, the ship go here. But I really think Malik Monk, as a guy to watch the rest of the way, could be a real serious game changer, because this guy can come in cold and heat up in an instant. And he may be the difference in a seed spot or two. What are you looking for out of Malik Monk the rest of the way? Because Devontae will be back. I'm a little concerned we'll see his minutes, Malik's minutes. That's a tongue twister. Malik's minutes diminish with Devontae coming back. I don't know. But what do you think about Monk and where he can kind of lead this team as a contributor off the bench, if at all?
Well, that's the challenge with Coach JB and his staff going to have, because Malik has been playing some stellar basketball, coming in and giving them some really efficient minutes on that floor and putting some, you know, pressure on the defenses, you know, by his scoring ability. So Coach going to have his, you know, challenge in trying to make sure to keep these guys happy, mm-hmm. and where, you know, the minutes kind of can balance itself out. But somebody's going to get left out. You know, it's just the way it is. And hopefully, you know, it could be a situation where everybody's on the same page. Everybody can continue to stay professionally, because they're going to need each and everybody that's over there to be productive as they want to, trying to make this last run.
All right. Yeah. I'm here for it. I'm here for it. They're back with the first game back with the Pistons. That game is in Charlotte. It's for frontline workers only, which is great. And then Saturday will be the first game with fans, general admission fans, against the Raptors. I'm there. I got my tickets. I'm going to be in the building. I'm very excited about it. And I heard, like, I was able to get a pre-sale code. So I got it. And I heard when it was like the tickets went on sale, like, I think 10 a.m.
Okay.
On like that Friday. And they were gone almost immediately. You know, it's 3,000 seats, so fewer seats to sell. But also the demand is here right now. So we're getting to that point where we'll have some fan injection into this ball club, which is super exciting to be a part of. I'm really curious to see what the vibe is like in the arena. compared to a packed house. I don't know if this is a bold prediction or not, but I think that 3,000, it may sound like 15,000 if this team continues to play this way. What do you expect out of the Charlotte fan base, I guess, as they fill in that fill up the Spectrum Center? Because I feel like, you know, it's been a long buildup. Team wasn't allowed into the bubble because they're one win short, and then they had all that to wait for. And then the whole offseason, the whole first half of this season, now they're back in the building.
It's going to be exciting. I think it's going to be really electrifying because they, like you said, the buildup has been overwhelming. You know, people have been wanting to see this team, you know, especially with LaMelo at the helm of it. So they're really excited about it. I mean, it's the first opportunity they get to see the team. So I think it's going to be very loud in there. And I think the team will feed off of that, energy. That's one of the things about the Hornets fan base. You know, they get behind you. When they get behind you, they could be that sixth man, and they really get you over that hump. So it's exciting to know that the fans are going to be back in the building. I know that everybody's excited about it, and rightfully so. The first the essential workers should be the first ones to get the opportunity to see the team, because what they meant to us, you know, throughout this pandemic. It's second to none, because they continue to put their lives on the line for us. So being a class act organization, always are, it's good to see the reward those individuals the first opportunity to see the team.
Almost definitely. So yeah, we have the Pistons, the Raptors, the Kings, the Nuggets, the Lakers. It gets a little tougher as we can. It's a nice little slow run up, and then it gets like it's going straight.
that's when we need them the most.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, this is cool. There's some trade. We're getting closer to the trade deadline. I don't know what to believe or not to believe. So I don't know if we can get into that at all today, maybe in a future podcast, as more things go out. There's some rumors about Vucevic from the Magic, Fournier from the Magic. Who's another name I saw? Hassan Whiteside. Obviously, I think the team could do with some new blood in the center department, but at this point, it's like, I don't know what to believe. So I'm not going to buy too much into anything. But
You heard something from Orlando, Vucevic?
Yeah. So there's a few teams are interested, but the Magic want a lot in return. And they may price themselves out of any deal. Vucevic, two-time All-Star. He was in the All-Star game. He would fit in perfectly with this Hornets team. And it's one of those things where if the Hornets make that move, it means they're really going for it, because they would have to give up first-round picks, maybe Miles Bridges, maybe another young player to make the deal work. I don't know if the franchise is in that state
yet. Give up Miles. Yeah, I don't think Miles is on the table for that.
Yeah.
I think they're going to keep him and Melo together and see what they turn out to be. That's the core right there.
Yeah.
You know, so bringing in Vucevic, I think it will have to take probably someone like a Malik, you know, sadly to say, for them, and probably a pick for anything of that nature to take place. And probably a guy like Cody, they might throw like Cody Zeller or Biz McIntyre, somebody in there, make the contract. So we'll see, you know. I'm quite sure Mr. Kupchak got his pulse, his finger on the pulse. You know, trying to see what this team needs, and with his understanding, you know, of what this league is all about and what it takes, I'm quite sure he's doing his due diligence and make sure that he make the right decision if they do decide to go in a different direction.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the standings right now, and the Hornets are 17-18. Right.
Mm-hmm.
The Celtics are in the fourth seed. They're 19-17. They're two games away from the fourth seed in the East. I look at that. I'm like, yo, let's trade. Let's get Vucevic in the, like, let's go for this thing. But you gotta be disciplined in the plan for long-term growth. You can't try not to think of a lewd way to saying this,
a short term.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I was thinking of madness up here trying to keep it clean for the folks. But yeah, you know, we'll see. We'll see. I think this team is currently set up at the best case can climb to the fifth seed. That's two wins difference between us and the Knicks. I would love to take the Knicks on in the playoffs. It'd be really dope. Kind of a throwback. And a winnable first round opponent versus the Sixers, Nets, or Bucks. I don't want them in the first round. Yeah. But yeah, no, this is cool. This is cool. I'm excited that that basketball's back. All-Star Weekend was fun to watch. And we're looking good, I think. Looking good the rest of the way.
Yeah, we're in good standings. I mean, they did a great enough job the first half to put themselves in this situation, you know, exploring different types of lineup. When guys got hurt. So you got to give a lot of credit to the coaching staff and the guys that, you know, stay, you know, focused on all the things that was going on negatively with the organization. Guys stepped up when the next man went down. Mm-hmm. Melo got his first start and he haven't looked back from it ever since. So I think the team is really happy with where they are right now. And they know that there's a lot of room for improvement. So I'm looking forward to what the second half brings.
Oh, same. And hope you guys are as well. You're listening to the Believe in Hornets podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. We're here every week, every Wednesday, throughout the season. Tell your friends about us. We'd appreciate it. Leave us a rating on iTunes. We'd appreciate that as well. Helps with the algorithms and things like that. Over on the Apple side. But yeah,
talk to them.
Yeah, like come on, what are you doing?
Yeah.
If you made it to this point in the podcast and you haven't left us a rating, a 5-star rating on iTunes, what are you doing? Come on, help us out. But Muggsy, I appreciate you kicking it with me once again.
Sam, you know, always a pleasure, my brother. You know, it's another great one. You know, we enjoyed this great day. It was a sunshine day in Charlotte. We got an opportunity to talk to some good, we had some good topics today. We covered some good issues. And we can't wait for the second half to get going, especially with the fans and the out building. Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, sir.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.